In 1969, 14 African-American football players were dismissed from the University of Wyoming team because they wanted to wear black armbands as a sign of protest in their upcoming game against the Mormon-owned and operated Brigham Young University. At the time, the Mormon Church barred black men from the priesthood. The incident divided the UW community and broke the Cowboys' winning streak that year. Education reporter Tennessee Watson talks to a high school student circulating a petition to increase awareness of the Black 14 and their decision to take a stand.
Hi, my name is River Gayton, and I go to Jackson Hole High School in Jackson, Wyoming. And I'm a freshman this year. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm doing the National History Day project this year, and that's how I started studying the Black 14 and learning about the significance they had in history.
Why don't you tell us, who are the Black 14?
The Black 14 were 14 black athletes who were dismissed from the University of Wyoming football team. Their story is very, very compelling and definitely inspiring and worth learning about.
How did you learn about them?
I learned about them when I had to come up with a topic for my National History Day project. This year's theme was taking a stand in history, so I started researching different protests that were happening in Wyoming in history. And the Black 14 immediately stood out to me because I felt that their movements very much represented taking a stand. And after researching them just a little bit, I knew that that was going to be my topic.
It's turned into more for you, it seems.
Yes. So early in my research, I didn't know much about the Black 14 at all. We went to the university for a school research trip for our projects. But when I visited the Clenched Fist statue at the University of Wyoming Student Union in November, the first thing that came to my mind was, this isn't it, right? There has to be more somewhere on campus, right? A monument. And while doing my research and learning about the incident, this stuck in my mind during that whole process. And I especially wanted to raise awareness because of the fact that some students on campus do not even know the story of the Black 14. So I created my petition hoping others would agree and that I could do something about it.
What exactly does the petition call for?
The petition is to get the Black 14 a monument somewhere on campus, preferably outside by the War Memorial Fieldhouse where they were kicked off. Just something larger than the bronze statue they have right now.
And what would having a more prominent statue and more awareness about this history, what impact do you think it might have?
I really think this would be good to show that they are proud of what these players stood for, regardless of what rules there might have been. And the comments on my petition so far, for those who signed, they can really answer your question right there. So many people are passionate about it, and I feel like so many people agree with me, definitely more people than I would have thought. So I feel like this can show us today that even those who take a stand, they matter, and we've come a long way than we were back then. It shows that everyone can take a stand.
Have you received positive feedback?
I have received very, very positive feedback. I don't think I've gotten one piece of negative feedback yet, actually. You don't actually have to provide a reason when you sign my petition, but most people did, and people were very, very passionate. There were people who emailed me, and people were just very strong about this. A lot of people had a connection to the Black 14. Either they were there or they had family members who were there.
And have you thought about reaching out to any of the Black 14?
I talked to Mel Hamilton about my thoughts on their need for a monument, and he completely agreed. And he said that he would support me in whatever I wanted to do.
River Gayton is a freshman at Jackson Hole High School. Thank you for talking with me about your work to commemorate the Black 14.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.